first meeting of the season was all about National Unlimited Bangers and their trail to the World Final that's always staged at Foxhall in early October. This time it's for what we call the domestic bangers. They were once known as rookie bangers, but they're pretty much domestic bangers now. It's their turn for their Gold Rush series, which again runs for the whole length of the season at all the various circuits. Again, the object is to qualify for the World Final, which takes place at Foxhall in November. So although it's a slightly smaller class in terms of CC, the event and everything else that's attached to it is no different. And as you see, we've got 86 cars at this moment booked in. So it's going to be huge.
That is an incredible amount of bangers that we're going to see on the track. What's that like for a spectator to see, and what's it like for you putting on an event like that to know that you've got 80 plus guys turning up?
Well, of course, we have to split them. We have had races with 900 cars out there before, but we have to give them a bit of a chance to try and qualify. So we run qualifying heats and split them so that we can, you know, get some sort of order in and some sort of qualification in there come the meeting final. But phenomenal turnout, and I think it bodes very well for the future of domestic bangers up against National Unlimited Bangers, in terms of they hold their own in terms of their racing season, and they're just as committed, if not more committed, to making that World Final grid.
Supporting the bangers this weekend, you've got the Oval Track Legends, you've got the Rookie Rods as well, but again, a terrific turnout in both those formulas.
We've had a huge turnout of Legends. I think there's about 32, and I can't recall we've had quite that many before. Certainly around Foxhall, it's going to be an amazing spectacle, because it's one of the circuits where they really can put their foot down. Now, if anyone's seen the Legends before, they are a single-seater car. They race non-contact, but they are a scaled version of like a 1940s American sedan. And they're powered by Yamaha R1 engines and 1100 motorcycle engines. So they're incredibly light, incredibly fast. And when the incidents happen, they happen very, very quickly. And have 32 of those out on track is going to be really quite special, including my boss as well. My boss is coming out in one for at a retirement. And my namesake, Dean, and I know he certainly won't be there to make up the numbers. So I think the racing from the Legends, just fingers crossed it's going to be dry, will be incredibly fast and incredibly exciting.
As you say, that the points that are up for grabs this weekend lead on to a potential appearance at the World Banger Final. Even at this stage of the campaign, it's all gearing up to that, isn't it?
For a lot of these drivers, they're trying to qualify now, because that takes the pressure off. Mm. Once they've booked their place, they know they've got until November. They can find the right car, they can get themselves prepared, everything will be fine. But as the season goes on, if they're not qualifying, the pressure mounts, then other factors come in, and then all of a sudden, if they've qualified last minute, have they got a car? Have they not got a car? What are we going to find now? All the best stuff has been taken by the others that have qualified. There's so many parameters, so many things that come into it. So this is why the drivers want to try and qualify now, so they can take the pressure off themselves, enjoy their racing season, but know come November, they're going to be on that grid.
Promises to be an exciting weekend at Foxhall. Further afield, we've touched on this a couple of times towards the end of last year and this year as well, but such a busy month, it was always going to be a busy month and a historic month at another Jewel in the Crown at Wimbledon Circuit, which kind of comes to an end of its life towards the end of the month. But you've had some terrific meetings there already this month.
We have, you know, as we've known for the last couple of years, we always knew that we were on countdown, and unfortunately, Sunday the 26th of March is our last ever meeting at Wimbledon Stadium before it's closed for redevelopment. We still can't really come to terms with the magnitude of that. And I think, as I said earlier, when we all walk out of that gate on that night, I can't think any of us imagine that we're not going to come back, but it's done and finished. But we've had some absolutely barnstorming meetings there ever since Christmas, really, in the new year. Every week the fans have turned out in their thousands. Most of the meetings we had to make them all ticket, and all the tickets have sold. Again, this coming Sunday, we have the last ever National Unlimited Banger meeting there, which is the Plough Lane Classic, sponsored by Tadley Pet Supplies. That's absolutely oversubscribed with cars, a massive amount of cars. Every ticket that's possible to be sold has been sold. So that's going to be a major event. And then, of course, the following week is the very last one.